Sola Christe Dei. Everybody just stay and worship with me. Just stay. Everybody just stay there. Let's just worship Him just a little bit. Hallelujah. Manso Christe. Priscielo. It's so good. It's presence. Hallelujah. Fronde Christietela. Ballo Macheriesiolo. Hallelujah. Love you, Jesus. Love you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Praise and magnify you. Praise and glorify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Abasukidia. Monde Christie lo cross. Hey, yes. Thank you, Jesus. So what He's saying is, what He wants you to know, He's going to call a line here. I can feel Him getting ready for this. Whew. Jesus, we love You. We glorify You. Your presence. Thank You for it, Lord. Thank You for it, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you know what it cost Him for us to be able to stand here and to worship Him in spirit and in truth, and to have the opportunity to lift our hands and to magnify Him just because you want to, just because you are willing to give Him that. You know, that's why there's such a great reward. Because forced love is no love at all. Forced love is no love at all. You make somebody love you, you're not getting love. That's why He said in the Old Testament, I'm not taking pleasure. Solomon sacrificed thousands and thousands of burnt offerings to Him. And with all that sacrifice, David wrote and he said in offerings and burnt offerings, you do not take pleasure, but a broken and contrite spirit is what you're after. David saw it even then through a shadow. He loves it so much when you love Him enough that you'll absolutely just give Him all the adoration and that you'll separate yourself to Him, because it cost Him a lot. It cost Him a whole lot. Because see, He's our prototype. He's the one that's gone in front of us. Are you listening? Hallelujah. Why is the reward so strong? Paul said, if I preach this unwillingly, there's no reward in it against my will. But if I willingly, when the man that was going to go lay hands on Paul after he had his Damascus Road experience, when he came to him, the Lord gave him one message. He said, go lay your hands on Paul. Open his eyes, because they're blind, because they're still blind from the vision. And tell him this message. Better hope you don't get one of these kind of calls. Tell Paul what great things. What great... I'm listening. I got a call. Tell me more. Here's the prophecy. The Lord sent me to tell you this, Paul. You're just getting introduced into the kingdom. What is it? What great things you'll suffer for Christ's sake. I don't think I want a call like that. Do you know what Paul realized? He realized the same thing that Jesus realized. When Paul wrote in his prison terms, when he wrote a prisoner, I, Paul, the prisoner. Now, he didn't say the prisoner of Rome. He said, I, Paul, the prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, this shackles that I'm wearing, though I'm in prison, I'm here because I've elected to be here. Glory be to God. He said, these shackles that I have, I'm here because I chose to take these shackles. Glory be to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God, you choose because it's an act of your own volition. And that's what makes the reward so big. Because you follow Him like He was, so are you. Jesus was our prototype. In what? When He said, "This commandment have I received of my Father." What commandment? I have the power to lay my life down, and I have the power to raise it up. Well, I always thought what I was taught to understand was that He was talking about He could lay it down, but somehow God was going to rescue Him from the grave and bring Him back to life. Not so. That's not even the context that He was saying. What He was saying was the same thing He said in the garden. How do you think? Why do you think? Why do you think that He said, "Do you not know that I presently, see those commercials, here's an easy button, press it if you get under problem." He wasn't talking out of His head. He wasn't bringing up a large figure to impress. There wasn't nobody to impress at that point. He'd already beforehand received of His Father this commandment, "Son, it's your life. You have the power to go through with this. Anytime you want to, though, you can abort. It's your life. You'll still be my son." But Jesus asked the same question or say the same thing I'm asking. He said, "Then how will the Scriptures be fulfilled?" But nevertheless, God said this. Here's your easy button. Any moment that you ever get to the point you don't want to, I'm talking about just before they drive the nails in your hand, they're already on your back. Any point you want to, I've got 12 legions at any moment. Boom! They'll get you just like that. Keep it. It's always yours. Jesus said, "I have this commandment. I've received it of my Father. I'm going through with this because I love Him and I love the world." Jesus, this is the commandment I've received of my Father. I can abort this at any time, but I'm not going to because I love you and I love Him who sent me. Hallelujah to God. Said, listen, 12 legions of angels are given to me at any moment in time that I want to. I can't abort. 12 legions. Masokoro. Pasekere stedio. Masekere cholo crustene. Fine boce di alla crustene. Ha ha. Just lift your hands and magnify Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I worship You. I glorify You. I worship You. Hallelujah, Jesus. I worship You. Exalt You. I praise and magnify You. I exalt You. I exalt You. I worship You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Monsekere chekere sala. Monti che frischi ma ciro sta de lei no oggi cristele fodes che bias c'è mo chi nei ma la crossale mende cristele crostala. What's the difference between you and Him? Nothing. You mean to tell me He got that commandment? You don't get it too. This is why you get the reward. What? Because when you love Him enough to lift your hands and say, "I want to go to a place where You're at. Where You're at. And I want to love You more than anything else in the world. It doesn't matter. I know that I'm doing this on my own, but I'm fighting through it, and I'm worshiping You, and I love You, and I magnify You. This is why the reward's so big and so wonderful and so great. Because You're the one choosing. Paul said, look, these shackles that I have, don't worry about Me. Don't worry about Me. These are love shackles. I'm a love. Heard a love child. I'm a love prisoner. I'm a prisoner of love. When you shackle yourself, that's who you are. Hallelujah! I glorify You. Stand on your feet. Magnify God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Monstolo kurishkele kristele. He wanted to say more. He wanted to say more. Hallelujah, Jesus. I love You. Put that song on. I love to worship You. I love. I worship You, Jesus. Mondeki astolo. Pio skele klasiolo krostala. Bidu krosto balambro koje gede di astiala. Fuce ki bestia loma. Mande ki est yelo. Torre kere seni. Nini niando kere stete. I worship You, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. We give You all the praise. We give You all the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Onde kere seti ata. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. We magnify You. There's none like You, Jesus. We worship You. We exalt You. Magnify You and glorify You. I don't know what to do except just worship Him. That's all I know to do. So I won't try to do anything else but worship Him at a point like this. Hallelujah. So, you can stay and worship. But you're free if you want to.